thankfully, because it's International Kissing Day, we now have a new survey on kissing. And 23% of people say that their significant other is an amazing kisser. 28% say they're great. 32% say they're good. But this is... But over 80% of us gave our own kissing skills a positive review. My significant other's good, but I'm awesome. Like, how do you even know? Like, unless they're telling you, but would you just believe everything they say? And the number one thing that ruins a kiss is, what do you think?
Sloppy.
That is there, but number one is bad breath.
Oh,
bad
yes.
Breath is the number one thing that ruins a kiss.
Oh,
followed,
yes.
Followed by too much tongue. It's so weird how, like, that can be either something that is you want to have happen,
mm-hmm.
but just a little too much makes it just the worst thing in the world. Like,
how do my tonsils taste? That kind of thing.
Oh, man. Yeah, if you're unable to, you know, get the right rhythm and feng shui of the tongue thing, then yeah, that ruins everything. Yeah, so too much tongue is number two, the worst thing that ruins a kiss. Number three is your teeth getting in the way.
Click.
Followed by not enough tongue. See, again, you got to get right in the middle there. And then this is interesting on the list. Accidentally making eye contact with a person is will also ruin a kiss.
I was imagining you were someone else and you ruined it.
You're not Brad Pitt.